Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4282.
Identify a person who had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
The person who had the most influence on me, I think it was my mother, because she was the person I spent the most time with her. She was trying for me to be very independent. I mean, she was looking that when I had some problem, she always was waiting for me to solve this problem. And after that, when she was sure that I couldn't deal with it because I was didn't have enough experience for it, after that she used to help. And also, as long as I was a child, I tried to imitate her in everything. In my opinion, she is a very kind person. She was helping everyone around, and so I was trying to do.
What do you aspire to be?
Actually, I'm a physicist now, so my main academic goal is to become successful scientist. So I think that that's my main goal. But also beyond this, I have lots of hobbies like music, like sports, and also have plans to achieve some goals in music too.
How would you describe yourself as a human being?
Actually, I think that I have not done anything bad yet. I think that, for example, my life was so... during my life, it was constructed so that the 99% I had to just study and focus on my own career. I wasn't born in a poor family to care about money. So I think that by this time, I can say that I'm not a dangerous person for everyone else, and I think a little creative too. Yeah.
What makes you smile?
Lots of things makes me smile. Last time I remember, it was a baby who was trying to climb a tree, so it made me smile.
What types of things make you happy?
Actually, it's hard to answer in particular, but sometimes happens that very simple thing can make you happy. If anyone tells you, for example, unexpectedly some pleasant compliment, it suddenly may make you happy, so you... Maybe you cannot understand why it makes you happy, but it just happens.
What types of things make you sad?
Sad? I think sometimes, for example, when the people treat you like that you really don't deserve. For an instant, when you're calling someone, maybe a girl, and she doesn't pick up a phone, and in this moment I may be imagining that in this moment she is looking at the phone and she's thinking, oh my god, it's him, okay, I won't take a phone. So it's kind of disappointing.
Describe the world you come from and how that world shaped who you are.
I come from the world where there were some difficulties. I had some difficulties because I wasn't an ordinary person, and all kind of little weird and original stuff I tried to make, it was met by people very strangely. But now, where I am, there is very big range of attitude here, from the weirdest to the very clever people. So any attitude can be accepted normally. So,
does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else?
I think the thing is that I can work all the day. I think it distinguishes me from others. I mean, maybe I will follow my... I'll be doing my profession during 6-7 days per day, and after that I may do sports, I may do music, so it may happen that during the whole day I won't lose any minute time.
How did you develop this attribute?
Actually, I didn't develop it. As I remember from my childhood, it was just put in me.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have, and why?
Most admirable qualities person can have is, first of all, I think to try to be a creative person, to create anything who can help others. first of all, and then him or herself too.
What quality do you like best in yourself, and what do you like least?
Most in me I like the power will, because when I have some difficulties I always show the power will to conquer these difficulties. And the quality I like the least is my naivety, and sometimes I believe people when I shouldn't, and I lose in this kind of situations.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
Actually, when I have free time, it's a pleasure to spend time with my family. We may not be doing something very creative or interesting. We may just having dinner, but it's very pleasant to talk to them while having dinner.
Tell me about the most cherished present you ever received for your birthday or holiday, and tell me why this gift was so special.
The most cherished gift I received, it may sound strange, but it was some coins, old coins, because I was about 10 years old, I was collecting coins, and maybe some other people used to give me a much more expensive gift, but when I received those coins, I was very happy, because I was making kind of collection of them, so it was very difficult to find them, and I'll remember it for a long time.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
Mostly I was very energetic child, and 90% of the time I used to play soccer. I used to climb trees to get some fruit there, and also, I had to study too. I mean, in school I had a lot of fun with my friends.
What is your favorite book?
My favorite book is Crime and Punishment by Dostoevsky.
What types of books do you enjoy?
Mostly, I mean, the books where the author is talking about one thing and is actually having in mind another thing. I mean, not literally describes a situation, and the books that make you think about yourself and let you develop something new in every book.
Do you have a favorite literary character?
Actually, yes. I'm having this Raskolnikov in the book I just said, Crime and Punishment, because this person resembles me in some.
What is your favorite word and why?
About words, I don't have any one word, but I can say a phrase. I noticed that when I'm doing something, I'm always saying that it's not perfect, but I'll try to improve it. For some reason, I always say this.
What was the last movie you saw?
It was Legend of 1900. It was about a man who started playing piano on a ship.
Did you like it?
Yeah, very much. Yeah.
What type of sports do you like to watch?
mainly soccer, basketball, and rugby.
What do you do for fun? What are your hobbies?
My main hobby is music. I play piano, I sing, and also I spend time with my friends.
Are you a creative person?
Yes, I think I am. Mainly it's expressed in music. I do some interesting covers of famous songs, and also I create my own music, and in physics I also try to do something new.
Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
Actually, I can tell that I'm very proud of this. I'm happy, but very many people tell me that I look like Matt Damon.
First experiences can be defining. Cite a first experience that you've had and explain its impact on you.
When I was 5 years old, my parents took me to soccer team, and it was very shocked, because before that I was used that my parents used to cherish me. I mean, I thought that I was the best child, and when I appeared when I was with my peers, I noticed that some of them they're better, and actually during some time I got used to it, but first it was really shocked.
Have you experienced a moment of epiphany, as if your eyes were open to something you were previously blind to?
Yeah, actually, it was one time when I thought that, for example, it was about in my country, then were elections were taking place, and it was many years ago. I wasn't mature. I thought that when a person was coming to the government, he really wanted to do some good things to people. And then I realized that all the politicians, their main aim was to elect the country and not to bring happiness to people.
Of everything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
I think to be a professional musician and performing worldwide.
Where would you like to be the most?
Here.
Who would you prefer to be with at this moment?
I think with my ex-girlfriend, because I left her because I had to move to USA to study.
What is your approach to life?
Main thing is to take easy everything. I mean, not to to take you have to take seriously the things you have to do, but when something disappointing happens, you have to take it easy.
What was the most difficult time in your life, and how did you overcome these difficulties?
Once I wanted to go to study to Russia, it happened. I passed all the exams, and it happened that war began between Russia and my home country, and I couldn't do it, and it was a little disappointed. And I had to take it about 2 years to stay in my country, and there were really difficult times, but I didn't give up. I continued to do my work.
How did your perspective on life change as a result of this difficulty?
I became more confident in myself. After that, I started believing in myself, and I understood that there is some things in life that doesn't depend on you, and you have just received them.
Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
Table tennis is a board game, that's my favorite.
Who's your favorite actor?
My favorite actor is Jean Gabin.
What is your favorite dinner?
Roasted beef.
What is the craziest thing you've ever done?
Craziest thing I've ever done? Several students were taken to talk with president of our country, and I criticized some things were going in my country just in the face of the president.
What is the first thing you do in the morning?
I look at the watch. What time is it?
What is something you wish you could do but you can't?
Right now I want to travel around the world, but it's difficult to do. But I think I'll do it someday.
You're majoring in physics. When did you first become interested in this field?
I was in the 8th grade when my parents took me to the lyceum, which was emphasized on physics and mathematics. I noticed that all my classmates were already very strong, and I became interested in it.
What are your plans upon graduation?
I think I may continue academic career and become a professor.
If you could choose any career, what would you be?
Different career. I think sportsman or musician, singer.
If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what would you be doing?
I think 10 years from now I already will already have a steady job, and I think I may have a family, wife and kids, and caring about them already.
Tell me what you would consider a romantic evening.
A romantic evening, I think not typical situation when you're having dinner by the candlelight. You can do something very special that your date in that moment does not expect. Something like to It's hard to say. I mean, something surprising.
What qualities do you look for in a potential mate?
First of all, of course, the girl must be pretty. I think everybody must agree with that. And also, she has to have some qualities that she can understand my attitude. The most thing when the person is busy, sometimes girls want their... I mean, the guys to spend much time with her, and they don't understand that sometimes it's not easy to do.
What is the nicest thing you could do for your significant other?
I think that the nicest thing is what I think to do with them. It's not the same what they think, so maybe to give them some unexpected gift, to invite them to the place they like the most, or... just to say unexpectedly something very pleasant.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
There are two main reasons. First of all is to help others, and second is, of course, material point. I mean, extra few boxes for students won't be bad.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 4282.